Just fun on maths. And notice it's a historian that says what you need to know is history to understand all this stuff. And what lawyers would tend to think is you need to know more law, you need to have law in place. $126 billion of borrowings there. And again, it's about, we had breakfast, we talked about it, would we have a buyout? No law, no playbook. This is back in 1998. And the Fed, they're getting all the banks and saying, you've all got to come together, guys, and bail these people out. Again, law and regulation just has nothing to say about it. Somewhere where law and regulation should have had something to say, I would suggest, is Madoff. And that's what we're going to look at now. So, if anyone needs to go, this takes 18 minutes. So, we're going to go a few minutes over time. It's up to you. Go if you need to go, obviously. Go if you need to go. The things that come out of Madoff, this is truly astonishing, I think. He traded for nearly 50 years, was unregulated, even though he should be. There were a number of SEC investigations of him and people that he worked with, but none of them ever really got to the bottom of what Madoff was doing. Again, I think nobody believed going on that he could do anything wrong. It mentioned at one stage that 9% of the volume traded on the New York Stock Exchange went through Madoff at one stage. 9% of the entire New York Stock Exchange. And nobody noticed he was running a massive Ponzi scheme. Let me explain what a Ponzi scheme is very, very quickly. A Ponzi scheme is where you have no real, genuine investments or financial activity. You simply take £100 from somebody and promised them, as Madoff was with some people, a 20% return. Yeah? Far outstripping what the market is going to give you. You don't invest in anything. You keep the 100 quid, and you give them back £20 of their own money at the end of the year, and you spend and play with the 80, yes? You throw it on your bed, and you roll around in it, and love every second, yes? You need to keep bringing in more people who will just give you £100 and give you more and more money. So that gives you a bigger pull to keep paying out to your investors. Because you're not investing in anything. You're just sucking money in the bottom and paying it out and keeping the 80% for yourself. Okay? And that's exactly what was going on with Madoff. And nobody spotted this. Nobody spotted, as we'll see later on, that he used an accountant no one ever heard of, a tiny little practice in upstate New York. No one did any due diligence. No one questioned the fact that he sent out all his statements in paper days after the transactions had purportedly been done. No transaction had been done. What he was doing is writing to people saying, I've invested on this horse for you 2 days after the horse race had finished. Yeah? I bought you this and this is the profits it made. Made up numbers. And did all of that on a different floor from the main trading activity. Yeah? So what we get out of this is just how staggering it was that no one does due diligence, no one asks questions, and where on earth was the SEC, the American regulator that should have been spotting all this kind of stuff. So, without further ado, here we go.